People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The world is a strange and mysterious place, but depending on where you look, it can get a whole lot stranger. I mean, I was horrified to find a raisin in my chocolate chip cookie yesterday. But as odd as that was, it's nothing compared to finding a piano on top of a mountain, or watching a giant Lego man wash up on a beach. With that said, let's take a dive into some of the most bizarre discoveries found in unexpected places.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. When an ordinary Californian couple went for a walk across their property back in 2013, they had no idea their lives were about to change forever. They were taking their dog out for a stroll when, all of a sudden, they spotted something peculiar glinting on the ground. Curious, they began digging, probably thinking they'd found an old dollar or two. But what they actually uncovered was 18 cans filled to the brim with more than 1,400 gleaming gold coins. Shocked, the couple gathered them up and went to get them evaluated. It turned out that the collection of $5, $10, and $20 coins were minted between 1847 and 1894, meaning they were worth a staggering $10 million in today's money. I could buy so many cookies with that. It also made it the largest coin hoard ever found in the United States. But why was it in their backyard? And just who had tried to hide it? Well, some people believe famous outlaw and robber Jesse James hid the stash there after a successful heist back in the 1800s, but he never managed to retrieve his treasure. However, this legendary cowboy met his end in 1882, so those coins from 1894 couldn't have belonged to him. Others believe one wealthy individual simply had an intense mistrust of the banks and so decided to bury his life savings instead. To this day, no one knows for sure. Next up, let me tell you about something that's really out of this world. Back in June 2009, a video ominously titled "Unknown Lifeform in North Carolina Sewer" was uploaded to YouTube and took the internet by storm as it showed a pulsing, slimy mass that looked much like an alien creature. Maybe the extraterrestrial blob of goo came to take over the world? Well, the sewer would be a strange place to start if it was that. Fortunately, it was only a writhing mass of worms. Okay, still not great, but definitely not alien. These were actually tubifex worms, which are a type of worm related to the ones you find in your yard. Now, they usually inhabit the bottom of lakes and rivers, feeding off the decaying organic matter that's abundant in that environment. Sometimes, though, they find their way into sewers, which provide a similar habitat and food source. But without any soil to cling to, they clump together into one huge colony instead. It's almost like a form of comfort. I guess even grotesque worms need a hug every now and again. Though, if there were thousands of worms there, why do they pulse and move like one giant life form? Well, the colony-wide contraction seems to be in response to the heat from the light being wiggled around it. Phew, I guess we won't be bowing down to any slammy-pulsing alien overlords just yet then. Back in 2016, archaeologist Samus Munagic was digging through a patch of Bosnian forest when he stumbled across a startlingly spherical find. Towering 10 feet tall and wide, a colossal stone ball was poking out of the earth, but it was such an unnaturally round shape that it captivated him. Not only was its shape strange, but Sam estimated that it weighed over 30 tons. For comparison, that's about the same as three large African elephants. Sam, also known as the Bosnian Indiana Jones, asserted that the sphere must be evidence of a lost civilization, one forgotten by the history books. Other experts weren't so sure, instead believing it to be a natural formation called a concretion. Concretions happen when water passes through soft sedimentary rock, depositing minerals within the sediment as it does so. These minerals bind to the rock and cause it to increase in both size and density. Over the years, this can lead to huge spherical objects forming within the earth, many of which can be far heavier than ordinary rock. This explanation makes a lot more sense considering similar spherical concretions have been found all over the world in places like New Zealand and even America. But I'd still like to think the sphere is part of an elaborate trap set to roll after old Bosnian Indiana Jones. Talking about Indy Jones, he really made an impression on me growing up. When you were a kid, did you ever dig around in the backyard in hope of discovering some sort of lost treasure as well? I bet you dug up things like rocks and maybe a few old coins. But did you ever uncover an entire Ferrari? It may sound insane, but back in 1978, a group of boys in Los Angeles did just that. Concealed by a shallow layer of earth, the metallic green roof of a Ferrari Dino 246 GTS was hidden beneath the dirt. This was a sought-after car in the 1970s, and even today it sells for about $60,000 to $90,000. But it hadn't been left underground to rot. Rugs were lying on top of its roof and towels were stuffed inside the vents in an effort to preserve the precious vehicle. So someone had clearly been planning to unearth it at some point. But incredibly, or suspiciously, none of the neighbors claimed to have any idea how it got there. Once the car was completely dug up, the police ran some checks and discovered the Ferrari had actually been stolen 4 years before. Unfortunately, from there, the trail ran cold. But then, several years later, it transpired that the original owner of the car had hired thieves to steal it so he could claim the insurance money. To complete the scam, the thieves were supposed to destroy the car, but they greedily decided to hide it and sell it later on. Except these geniuses forgot where they had buried it. If you ask me, they deserve to be locked up for being that criminally dumb. Maybe I should include them on the next episode of Dumb Criminals Who Must Not Want Their Freedom. Now, if you had something really valuable, where might you put it? A safe seems like, well, a safe bet. But I don't think I'd leave the safe in the middle of a field, though. Back in 2020, in the small town of Barre in Orleans County, New York, farmer Kirk Mathis was out and about when he received a strange call. A huge metal safe had been found in one of his fields. What was even stranger was that the safe had a note stuck to it reading, "If you can open, you can have what's inside." In the quiet town of Barre, this caused quite a storm. Before long, a crowd of people had arrived to try their luck at opening the mysterious locked box. A deputy even used a sledgehammer on it, hacking at the dial and hinges, but to no avail. Everyone was left scratching their heads, with many residents wondering how the safe even got there in the first place. It weighed around 600 pounds, so moving it without some sort of machinery was impossible. This meant someone went to all the trouble of laboriously loading it up onto a truck just to dump it in a field. Where's the logic in that? To this day, Mathis still has no idea where it came from or what's inside. To keep its strange secret safe, Mathis decided to hide the fortified find so that nobody breaks into his farm to try and open it. But that just makes me want to crack it open even more. What could be in there? Money? Gold? Maybe nothing. What a troll maneuver that would be. In 2007, workers at a drink stall on Zandvoort Beach in the Netherlands almost dropped their glasses when they spotted an enormous 8-foot-tall Lego man floating in the sea. After fishing it out, they discovered that the life-size Lego figure had the mysteriously misspelled phrase, "No real than you are," written on its top. No one came forward to claim the big plastic plaything, but that wasn't the end of the story. A year later, another lost Lego man washed ashore at Brighton Beach in the UK. And then in 2011, another creeped up on Florida's coastline. Then in 2015, a giant Lego figure showed up on the Danube River in Austria, bobbing along like the world's weirdest sailboat. All four figures bore that strangely spelled slogan, "No real than you are." But just where were the giant yellow men coming from? And what did their cryptic message mean? A clue was eventually discovered on the Lego figure that washed up in Florida, which had the words "Ego Leonard" written on its back. Eventually, it came to light that Ego Leonard was actually an art project created by Dutch artist Leon Kier. The ever-smiling yellow faces of his seafaring creations were designed to surprise and delight the people who found them. As for that super strange phrase, "No real than you are," Kier has said that it means, "Is your presence in this life as real as I am in yours?" Although, despite this explanation, I'm still a little confused, considering you might expect it to say, "No more real than you are." Maybe this misspelling was just an intentional way to get people talking. Well, I'm certainly talking about it now, so maybe it worked. If you dunked your head into a lake, what would you expect to see down below? Rocks, debris, maybe a couple of super startled fish? Well, if you took a dive into this next body of water, you'd discover an underwater river. That's right, divers in the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico discovered this incredible sight back in 2017 and named it Cenote Angelita, or Little Angel. You can take a look online later, the scene is hard to describe. But it looks like as if the bottom of the sea was filled with an eerie fog with lots of spooky tree branches sticking out. And now I hear you asking, but how can a river be underwater? Well, a cenote is a deep sinkhole connected to subterranean underwater cave systems which have been flooded with salty groundwater. Over time, these sinkholes become filled with fresh rainwater, and when the fresh water from above mixes with the salt water from below, their different densities cause them to separate. This gives the effect of a body of water beneath a body of water. But the eerie, misty layer where the two liquids meet about 100 feet down is called a halocline, which is a thick cloud of hydrogen sulfide caused by the sudden change of salinity in the water. And while it looks pretty, it's actually incredibly toxic. So much so that if you tried to breathe in it, there's a good chance you wouldn't make it back to the surface. Even so, some petrified trees sticking out from the misty ground make the whole underwater landscape look like it's been plucked out of a dream. Although that toxic gas makes it more of a nightmare, if you ask me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on now, littering is a total classless act. But if you ask me, littering in a place of astounding natural beauty like the peak of Scotland's iconic Ben Nevis Mountain is downright criminal. Volunteers are often called in to help clean up the mess of all these uncaring jerks. But one volunteer group was left gobsmacked when they found an old piano dumped near the summit back in 2006. It was missing its keyboard and had been battered by the weather, though otherwise it was all in one piece. And why on earth had someone transported it almost 4,413 feet up the side of a mountain? The only clue to its origin came from a biscuit wrapper lying underneath the piano dated December 1986. So the instrument had been up there for at least 20 years? Perhaps it had been ditched there by a pianist who was anything but low-key. That was a good one. Jokes aside, though, carting a piano up a mountain more than three times the height of the Empire State Building, never mind playing it in the freezing cold, should be near impossible. That is, unless your name is Kenny Campbell. A former Highland Games athlete, Campbell eventually came forward and revealed he'd carried the 226-pound church organ up the mountain on his back in 1971. It had all been in an effort to raise money for charity. Not only that, but when Campbell got to the top, he played Scotland the Brave to an audience of tourists who all danced along to the tune. I guess this is what people had to resort to in the years before portable speakers. Now let's talk about having a ball in the Bahamas. Sounds exciting, right? Back in February 2021, a woman was enjoying a scenic and uneventful stroll down a beach in the Bahamas, but she suddenly stopped in her tracks when she noticed a big, shiny metal sphere poking out of the sand. It was heavy, almost 90 pounds all around, and more than she could manage on her own. Curious, she enlisted the help of some people nearby and began digging around the strange object. As more and more of the massive metal sphere was unearthed, the impromptu archaeologist discovered a list of Russian text engraved into its metal surface. They couldn't make out much, but it had some numbers marked onto the side indicating that its operating temperature was a frosty negative 274 degrees Fahrenheit. This was worryingly far cooler than the blazing hot Bahama Beach. Luckily, nothing exploded, so it definitely wasn't a bomb. I guess that put them one step closer to figuring out what this bizarre ball was. After reaching out for help to identify the freaky find, Mark Marabito, a chairman of Virgin Galactic, revealed it was actually a hydrazine tank from a Russian rocket. Hydrazine is used as fuel to propel unmanned craft and satellites into space, but occasionally these parts can fall back down to Earth. Usually, operators aim to deorbit ship parts safely into the spacecraft cemetery, which is a very cool name for a part of the South Pacific Ocean. But sometimes the rocket parts can land elsewhere, like the Bahamas. I suppose this is fine just as long as none of them land on me. In 2011, 51-year-old Illinois resident Wayne Sabaj was tending to his yard when he discovered something unsightly lurking in between his plants. It wasn't a weed or an unwelcome visitor, but a big, bulky nylon bag. Curious, he peeked inside and discovered a shocking stack of cold, hard cash worth a whopping $150,000. And they say money doesn't grow on trees. Like any decent citizen, Sabaj turned the cash into the police and was told that if nobody claimed it by the end of 2012, he could have it all. Time went by, but eventually his elderly neighbor Dolores suspiciously claimed the cash belonged to her. She originally stated she'd gotten rid of it because it was cursed, but before she could claim any of the money back, she strangely passed away. Sabaj was sure he would get the cash now, not thinking that any of this cursed nonsense was real, but a mere 10 days before he was set to collect his prize, a freak diabetic problem flared up and, you guessed it, Sabaj passed away as well. To make matters worse, Sabaj's father, upon hearing of his son's fate, suffered a heart attack. Luckily, he escaped the clutches of the curse and survived. And to make everything fair, the mysterious money was split equally between Sabaj's father and Dolores' daughter. So at least something good came of it all. Curse or not, it's a very strange set of events. I'm not sure I'd even want the money after all that. Back in 2019, contractors repairing the roof of a former pub in Watford, England, didn't know how to react when they found a very strange bottle stuffed up the building's chimney. At first, it appeared that someone had stuck a liquor bottle from behind the bar up the smokestack, but on closer inspection, they found that it contained fish hooks, shards of glass, human teeth, and a suspicious-looking liquid. I bet they were thankful they didn't accidentally smash it. But what was it doing up there? Was it one seriously bad cocktail? Or maybe a really weird offering to the Tooth Fairy? Well, it turned out that bottles like that were actually popular anti-witchcraft charms used in the 1600s, a time when witches were feared across Europe and the US. But oddly enough, this bottle wasn't manufactured until the 1830s, suggesting the former occupants practiced anti-witchcraft far longer than most. Interestingly, the building itself was also the birthplace of semi-legendary witch Angeline Tubbs. Yikes. Perhaps the occupants knew this and just wanted to make sure she never came back. Decorating a new home can be pretty fun, especially if it involves a little destruction, like tearing off wallpaper or ripping up carpets. So imagine the excitement the owners of this next house must have felt when they found a huge Monopoly board underneath the rug in their living room. Reddit user Yamaha234 posted this incredible find after their in-laws pulled the carpet up to renovate their room. They were greeted with the giant game and wondered whether anyone else had seen anything like it. One user commented that there was an entire neighborhood near them with rooms just like this with giant board games painted across their floors. I'm imagining a neighborhood of board game loving giants right now. The same user suggested the oversized games were a selling point for the houses. That could be true, but I'd just be annoyed no giant Monopoly cash was found. In 2020, while on a journey to survey bighorn sheep in the deserts of Utah, a helicopter crew spotted something that was about as far from a sheep as it gets. A 10-foot-tall, shiny metallic structure stood dominating the otherwise natural landscape. The crew were dumbfounded, and before long, the unexplained structure had taken the world by storm, appearing in news stories everywhere. Where had it come from, and who or what had put it there? To make things even more mysterious, the structure disappeared 9 days later, and over 200 similar monoliths, as they've been dubbed, have appeared around the world since. Why do aliens always have to be so cryptic? Well, it turns out that this wasn't the work of aliens after all. An artist collective, confusingly called the Most Famous Artist, claimed credit for most of the monoliths. Although they didn't have anything to do with the disappearance of the OG Utah monolith. After months of uncertainty, it turned out that a random group of guys took it down and donated it to the Utah Bureau of Land Management. Why? Because they thought it was an eyesore. Okay, fair enough. I thought they looked cool, though. Now, if you were driving along minding your own business when all of a sudden your car hit a trash bag, would you keep on driving or pick it up and dispose of it responsibly? Personally, I just keep on driving. And in doing so, I might have missed out on one of the biggest paydays of my life. You see, one family of Good Samaritans were driving across Virginia back in 2020 when they hit a trash bag. They stopped the car and picked it up before noticing another bag lay in a ditch to the side of the road. Thinking this was the work of some litter lout, they picked up both bags and threw them in the back of their truck. It wasn't until they got home and were about to toss the bags into the garbage that they noticed something that looked like mail inside. Confused, they opened the bags up and received the shock of a lifetime. The refuse sacks were filled to bursting with cold, hard cash. $1 million worth of cash, to be precise. Not only that, but the notes were held in baggies with the words Cash Vault on them. Was this the work of some seriously lousy criminals? If it was, the family could claim the money as their own and no one would ever be the wiser. But like the Good Samaritans they were, they handed the $1 million over to the police, and it turned out the cash had been lost in transport and was soon returned to the United States Postal Service where it belonged. I don't know about you, but that family are better people than I will ever be. And lastly, if you're scared of dark enclosed spaces filled with skeletons, then you might want to cover your ears right about now. The catacombs of Paris are a huge, gruesome network of cavities and corridors filled to the brim with the bones of 6 million people. The walls of the catacombs are basically skeletons. The place is literally the embodiment of hell, and I've been there in touristic parts, and it's also a claustrophobic nightmare. They were built as a way to tackle the city's overflowing cemeteries back in the 1700s, but more recently, something peculiar was discovered hiding amidst the remains. Back in 2004, a group of French police were on a training exercise inside these creepy catacombs, and after reaching the end of one of the bone-filled passages, they found a tarpaulin blocking their way with a sign that read, "Building Site, No Access." Like any good horror movie, they of course ignored the sign and headed straight through. But what was beyond, they never could have guessed. A camera had been set up to take pictures of anyone who passed, and a tape was playing the sounds of dogs barking in an attempt to scare away intruders. Further along, the tunnel opened into a huge cavern housing a little cinema screen. Electricity powered the screen, lights, a phone line, and even a bar in a smaller side cave. Baffled beyond belief, the police took off to enlist help. But when they returned 3 days later, the electricity and phone lines had been cut and the place had been thoroughly abandoned. All that was left in the middle of the floor was a single note which ominously read, "Do not try and find us." Yeah, you wouldn't need to tell me twice. To make it even creepier, an anonymous individual from an art collective called the Perforating Mexicans called into a French radio network and warned everyone that the catacombs cinema belonged to them. Not only that, but they also claimed that there were dozens more out there that were yet to be discovered. As much as an underground cinema with that much atmosphere sounds like fun, I think I'd rather watch my movies with more popcorn and less skulls. Thank you very much. So, after hearing about all those unexpected discoveries, I'm thinking of going and digging a hole in my backyard. There's gotta be some incredible stuff back there. See you next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.